Okay, so we can, in the story, an interesting thing, I'm just sitting here imagining, we have NVIDIA graphic cards in our production computers here, and they're powerful, expensive, and don't work perfectly with Linux because NVIDIA seem to be sloppy with the drivers they produce for Linux, which are not open source as far as I understand. Anyway, so this is the story here. We can change the names of brands, but just to use this as a to build the story around, because it's a factual story here, or could be from now on. Let's say, such as, I mean, it's very reasonable because that's what happened with the AI, I think it was, processors, something in the semiconductor world, which is a very, very important world, and also quite invisible world. All of a sudden, China came up with AI that is like 10 times more powerful for less the energy cost and something like that. So let's say that, and I've thought of myself sitting here with my sons speaking about this. So it could be that in the story of father and son talking. Or it could actually happen in our story, or both, somewhere in one of the books. And I'm thinking, end of war maybe. That, yeah, all of a sudden, daddy says, "Hey, come and look." And then you have this cool website, Chinese, but now, not this off there in some other universe, Chinese, lousy, or odd looking graphics design or something, but really good website. And there you can buy this new graphic cards, the GPUs. You know, the RTX, this and that. A new one, not called RTX, something else, cooler, which is, I mean, the rumor is spreading like wildfire all over among the cool kids. I mean, there are many people who use graphics cards. You don't know how many we are. Every game computer depends on that holy graphics card. But now, in our movie here, which may very well happen, you know, and this will sound like a prediction, but it's not that difficult to actually predict, at least in a movie, that here you have these super smart Chinese young programmers, independent, each one having their own little company with a cool name, with a cool identity, or few of them together. Teamworks. Yes, sure. Corporate, you can buy shares and also, but you know, they're independent and super smart programmers. I mean, just see how Blender develops. I mean, it's just, I mean, the great giant for all 3D animation CGI work was Maya. which cost a lot. And Blender is for free, open source, and is, I think, now even becoming the industry standard gradually, and should, in our film at least. But here we have all of a sudden a graphic card, which, by the way, Blender production is very, very dependent on, and such kind of works. Plus gaming. These kids have developed, you know, and it could be a very cool way they did it. It's a kind of a distributed corporation consisting of co-owners, which run their own little one-man company, or me and my friend's company. And that's how they have developed a kind of a very cooperative structure, which they call it, which is fair. And everyone is just working together to produce real good things. So, and you know, there in China, they have all this industry that anyway, that is producing these fantastic NVIDIA cards and all that. So they, of course, they just, you know, hook up with those people in those industries. Maybe even after closing hours, they can, you know, you want to help us with, we have a test project here. And then they are really smart on all sides there. You have all the world's expertise gathered there, which the people in America may not have thought of. I mean, the real down-to-earth production expertise, how to make these NVIDIA cards and the chips in them and all that. So they just designed their own. And these guys and girls, they are just... It's just the tick sticks. If you have a billion and a half of citizens who have money and incentive and who are actually healthy in their minds, due to being an old, strong, healthy culture, which was just temporarily going through a 100-year crisis or something in the shape of communism that came from the West. When they get into it, and the same with the Indians and others, different countries here and there. So what happens is that they all start cooperating. So then you have now, in case you think I'm just talking about something impractical, we're sitting here now, and shall we buy this NVIDIA card for like 700 euros or dollars or whatever it is? Or a 10 times more powerful card for half that price, which works well with Linux because all those developers are working on Linux themselves. They're no fools. So they made it in Linux and then, okay, ported it to Windows and Mac OS too, by the way. So it's good stuff, this. And all the pros, I mean, the guy talking this is one of them. I know what I'm talking about. Work now, a couple of years from now, maybe into the future, especially if it goes all berserk, the whole world. They work on Linux. You can't have anything to do anymore with those Microsoft and Apple, or just planting things in your computer and sucking things from your computer and doing everything and just being bought up by other companies who, yeah, so they're living there in that world. And then now the new cards are made. The GPU cards are made for your machines. For half the price, you get 10 times more. Anyone who's working in this world that I'm working in, producing these things, can relate to what I'm talking about. It will be a revolution in the in the industry, as you say. So, and we put this into our story that one after another this happens, and of course, what happens after a little while? It can go quickly. The whole entire planet shifted. That the center of the world is now China and India and Asia and Africa and the cool South America, the old, real good cultures, which are now cooperating, just cooperating, sharing, helping out each other to live nicely. And yes, there's technology you can use for that. So you see that rising up, the entire global south there, rich and modern, and the global north is just sinking back to the third world stage. And that should be here in our story. Now, what do you do when you were the great lord and master and emperor of the world, and now you're sitting there, forgotten, on the other side of the planet, out in some big ocean, alone? Well, if you have a lot of weapons, you could rise up and bark at everyone and shoot a little bit here and shoot there. But, you know, you didn't even manage to defeat little Vietnam. And you used to be the great British Empire. Well, sorry, look at you now. Someone called you. Yes, I heard Russians call you Chihuahuas. And you know what Chihuahuas do when you pass by. And they're sitting in the bag of some city lady. Anyway, this can really be built into and weaved into a kind of very interesting story and a war, so I would like to be able to get into that.